Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, and thank you for joining us today. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours, and we're going to have wide open phones at 877-590-5525. Kurt Nimmo, the editor and one of the chief writers over at Infowars.com, will be joining us coming up in 30 minutes. He's done a detailed report 2 weeks after the terrible Mumbai attacks in what was formerly Bombay, India, being implicated, being tied to Pakistan. A lot more has now unfolded and developed there, and the evidence is clear. This is a Western intelligence operation. By the way, most of the Indian papers happen to be in English, so it's the Times of India and literally scores of other mainstream papers are now reporting this. So that's where our information is coming from. Not just out of Pakistan, and we'll explain the very nuanced situation that we're dealing with here. This is cloak and dagger. This is complex. This is black ops. And so we're not sure if it's elements of Pakistani intelligence that we know are Western controlled. That's mainstream admitted. We don't know if it's MI5, MI6. MI5 does operate outside England, not just 6. We don't know if it's CIA. We don't know if it's Mossad, but we have elements of all of those clearly implicated in the Pakistanis, not just with not having a motive, but with the evidence, clearly are not involved in this. And this is meant to kick off a war in the region. So we'll be going over that. In fact, the Indian Express reporting today, Rice, U.S. will act against alleged Mumbai perpetrators, and Pakistan will not. With not just bombardments, but to perhaps even a physical invasion. Now, remember 2 months ago, Joe Biden and Barack Obama and others said the crisis will be Pakistan. There's going to be a huge international crisis leading up to the inauguration on the 21st of next month in early 2009, on the 21st of January. We went on air and said it's going to be Pakistan. Because separate from talking about the international crisis, in other talks, they had been gearing up to go into Pakistan, and that's the new place the Pentagon wants to go into. So we'll break that up coming up in 30 minutes. This is getting really, really serious. Hundreds of NATO vehicles were torched and blown up in Pakistan today. That's up on Reuters right now. We have that up on Infowars.com. McCain is in the Indian Express as well, warning Pakistan of Indian strikes. John McCain hasn't really been surfacing since he lost back in November, but now he pops up and tells the newspaper and tells Pakistani officials and Indian officials that there are elements of the Indian government preparing a new war with Pakistan. They had somewhat of a border skirmish with artillery and helicopters and mortars. Thousands were killed on both sides in 2002. Both countries have the bomb and medium-range delivery systems. They can fire missiles at least 3,000 kilometers apiece, about a little over 2,000 miles. So that's a very, very serious issue. And we have the RAND Corporation. That's where Zbigniew Brzezinski, Obama's advisor, comes from. It was actually Brzezinski who came up with the 9/11 plan. The new Pearl Harbor event that was then plagiarized by the neocons. Brzezinski publicly said we need giant terror attacks in the U.S. as a pretext to go into the Middle East, but he said he wanted to start a war in Central Asia first. This was a national security advisor to Carter, founder of the Trilateral Commission with David Rockefeller. So he's the real brains here along with Henry Kissinger, but I'm already getting into this. It's very complex. The average American thinks that, this is in the Middle East what we're facing. This is in Central Asia. And I'm not saying you're stupid. You know all about the football scores and all about the Playboy, the Cowboys not going into the playoffs. So you need to start spending some time learning about this, not the Cowboys and the playoffs. I combine that word to the Playboys. Cowboys and the playoffs, Playboys. Seriously, you know, I love this nation. I love this country. I'm proud to be an American. But I hear all these charity groups and people for PR reasons running around. Let's give toys to needy children. Let's give toys to needy children. What they need is a future. What they need is their liberties and freedoms, the Bill of Rights being given to them and being protected by the American people. What they need is a true free market economic system and not this crony capitalism with $8.4 trillion. Last week we were here and it was $7.8 trillion. As of Wednesday, AP and Reuters reported that it is now $8.4 trillion, and I guess next week it'll be $9 trillion or something. Hundreds and hundreds of billions a day being stolen. More than $1 trillion a week being stolen. 7 weeks ago, the banker bailout took place. And again, they always mislabel things. It was not a banker bailout. It was a foreign banker takeover of the United States. So we'll be breaking down some of that as well today. Barack Obama went on Meet the Press this morning, and I have a transcript of it here. Very, very chilling. And he said, headline, this is from AP, economy to get worse before it improves. And so when you hear things like that coming from the president-elect, you had better hold on to your wallets and look out, because what's happening is foreign offshore banks are imploding this country and the world by design to consolidate them. So we'll get into that for you as well. I also have a little police state stack of news here, and this is on the tip of the iceberg. I have seen the last few days. Toronto bans bottled water sales, but junk sodas remain legal. This is out of National News reporting on a story out of the Toronto Star on Friday. Now, a government that can ban bottled water, saying plastic's bad for the environment, can ban anything else they want. See, it starts with low-flush toilets, and it starts with washers and dryers. Then it starts with remote-controlled thermostats the government controls in your houses. It's already happening in California. Then it moves into banning fireplaces, space heaters. This is happening in Europe, happening in U.S. cities, happening in Canadian cities. It sets the precedent to control and regulate your everyday life. It is feudalism. It is serfdom. It's worse than any serf or feudal slave in ancient Europe or ancient China had to live under. This is total control. And in the same, speaking of control, all over the nation from Oregon to Ohio, every day I see reports of natural organic farmers being raided by the police, now coming and saying, you're not allowed to have unlicensed agriculture, and you've got to have all these special licenses to be able to go to the farmer's market or have a food co-op here in the land of the free, home of the brave. I mean, Russia wasn't this bad, though Stalin did try some similar things. It's like the Bob Dylan song. You know, someday even your home garden's going to be against the law. That's in Sundown on the Union. It was made in the USA. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they want to grow their corn on the moon and eat it raw. And, I mean, that is literally what this is turning into, every form of control. Well, the same rural county in Ohio, and this is all over the Ohio papers. We've got links to it up on prisonplanet.com if you want to link through to it. We have a page just of links to the different news stories there. We do those little boil-down stories that Kurt Nemo posted. But police SWAT team holds entire family at gunpoint. It was a local farming co-op. And so for the farmer's market, getting ready this weekend, the people came and you know, mashed their produce, their last crop of the year, and, you know, some of the canned vegetables and things there at this facility. And the police with machine guns, a SWAT team, came and held them at gunpoint for 9 hours, took their computers. I didn't have a warrant, by the way. Took their computers, took their food, took everything. And the reason this is important, it's the same county last year where they arrested a bunch of Amish people. And in one case, a Amish man was giving raw milk, which is much better for you, of course, the pasteurized stuff, to needy people. So they arrested him. So, see, they're going to put poison in your baby's formula, you know, melamine, and say that's okay, and mercury in your vaccines, and have wide-open borders and total tyranny, and the government's caught shipping in drugs every week. But the Amish and the people growing vegetables, they're going to jail. That's the freedom We'll be right back.
Santa, Christmas Eve, and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 5th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at $753.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $776.53, $388.26 for the half ounce, and $194.13 for a quarter ounce. That's $776.53, $388.26, and $194.13.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the Long-Term Fiscal Outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The headlines are clear.
The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free.
Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
We are live. It is December 7th, 2008. Not December 7th, 1941. A day that we're living infamy. Coming up later, I'm going to break down what Barack Obama's planning for the United States. It's IMF and World Bank shock therapy. If you don't know what that term is, Google IMF World Bank shock therapy. That's where they implode the nation's economy and take all of the assets into the hands of foreign corporations and banks, claiming that it will be good for the nation. That's why he's saying it's going to be painful. A lot of people aren't going to like this. But he's going to have the mainstream media fully behind him, because the mainstream media is predominantly, over 90% of it, owned by foreign, offshore, multinational, globalist corporations. So get ready with Barack Obama. It is going to be painful. And it would have been painful with John McCain as well. You know, I'm still not used to this phone system in here. How do I pull the phone system back up on my screen if I don't have it up here in front of me? Thank you. Come in here and do that for me, Jaron. I appreciate it. You know, I've got my weekday show with my own phone system that I am used to. And on this one, sometimes it gets minimized, and then I can't pull it up. I don't want to. Maybe it's this caller data one. No, see, it's not up there. All right. Well, while you guys are fixing that, finishing up with the situation all over the nation of the game wardens and the environmental police and the Department of Natural Resources, federal, state, local, they are just harassing farmers and ranchers everywhere. And now, federally and at several state levels, they're trying to pass a flatulence tax. This was in the Associated Press Friday. We've been telling you about it for years, but now it's in the news. If you want to look it up. Where the methane that is released from the cows is going to be taxed $160+ per cow, $60-something dollars per pig, all this money, as if methane from animals is bad, as if that isn't a naturally occurring part of the planet. Whales release masses of methane. Some whales eat as much as 7,000 pounds of plankton a day and release the amount of methane that hundreds of cows would release. I guess we've got to go out and kill all the whales. No, this is about taxing all human activity and setting the precedent to be able to put a tax on literally breathing. We exhale carbon dioxide. We exhale carbon dioxide, and Barack Obama has sworn to list it as a toxic waste, as a controlled poison, as a threat to the environment. And government is going to tax it at the local, federal, and international level. And the Times of London and others have reported that the very bankers orchestrating the worldwide financial collapse, and we have their own documents, we're doing it by design, we posted those, we've covered it, we told you years ago, we're going to then propose a worldwide carbon tax where you buy the carbon credits and pay the taxes to them. And that now has openly been announced in hundreds of newspapers in the last month. So we have banning bottled water in major cities in Canada, the U.S., and Europe. Banning or taxing fireplaces. Banning or taxing space heaters. Just all of this control coming in saying a fireplace is bad for the environment. Saying that it adds carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. I mean, is this freedom? Is this what liberty is all about? That's why I said at the start of the show, it's great that people collect all these toys and give all these toys to poor children. But what those children really need is to not be in government training camps, government indoctrination centers, the public schools. What they really need is to not have melamine poison that always said is deadly poison and causes all sorts of cancer and kidney failure, especially in small children. I mean, that's just a fact. We need to not have lead in the toys. We need to, you know, really deal with serious environmental problems. But no, that's not going to happen. Now the FDA says, you know what, melamine's good for you. You know what, mercury and shots are good for you. So all of this is about control. All of this is about taxation and regulation. And big corporations and big agribusiness, they lobby to get laws passed to shut down small family gardens and farms that are producing organic food. Just a couple years ago, the big dairy producers using this bovine growth hormone, raising your girls, you know, and boys are, you know, 6.5, 7 feet tall, and mom and pop are, you know, 5'2" and 5'8", and we've got all this acromegaly going on. Acromegaly is just off the charts, or acromegaly-like diseases. That's why your girls are going into puberty. It was at 7, 8 years old. Now it's 5, 6 years old. It's all the hormones. And there's hundreds of studies on that. And all the chemicals being put into the cows and the antibiotics and the rest of it. So what happens? A couple years ago, big agribusiness came in and tried to get the federal government to pass laws where organic milk companies just couldn't say we're organic and we don't have growth hormone. Now, they failed, but in many cases, they're not failing. In fact, last year, they succeeded, about 18 months ago, in getting a law passed where before, if something had a government organic stamp on it, it had to be 100% organic. Organic fertilizer, no GMO, it couldn't be cross species, there couldn't be cockroach genes in your tomatoes, or pig genes in your tomatoes, or your potatoes, or your corn, or your wheat, which has caused sterility in mice and a lot more, and all sorts of health problems, and caused all sorts of allergies. They've been tied to cancer in lab animals massively. And they came in and got the law changed where the majority, 75% of the fillers in the food product can be GMO, genetically modified organisms. And see, they're fighting so you don't even have a choice, the freedom to find out what you're being fed, what you're eating. Now, there's ways around that. Now, there are lots of private and groups that are individually testing that have their seals of approval. And that's who we have to count on. You can't count on government. Not a government that's busy doing stakeouts to see if Amish are selling whole milk, doing stakeouts to see if farmers markets are selling organic food that are SWAT team rating organic farmer co-ops for not having a $10 certificate. Everything is about throwing the book at the American people, throwing the book at the grassroots economy, ensuring that the grassroots Main Street economy falls in on itself so they can bottom out the dollar and destroy every other major currency of the world to bring in a world ID card. Now, we already have a world ID card under treaty in 2000. We had a national ID card in 93. They're just now getting around to telling you that you have a national ID card, the Real ID Act. But we have the executive orders I covered in my film, America Destroyed by Design. And so what they're doing is moving in a system to implode the world's currencies. And down the road, they're going to devalue the dollar and every other currency even more. And then finally, when there's not enough physical money circulating in the economy, the banks have cut off real liquidity to Main Street. The real economy has come to a standstill. The blood has stopped flowing. The world economy is a zombie right now. The major ship companies can't even get the credit or the insurance certification from the major retailers that are planning to buy the goods when they get here. So the majority, the AP reported 2 weeks ago, 90%+ of the ships are staying in port. That's why there's so many shortages of different items. And then after the economy implodes, and after there's not enough physical money to even pay debts in this debt economy, they will bring in the world ID, the world currency. We'll be right back with Kurt Nemo, and I know we have loaded phones. We'll get to all of you.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great.
Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself, food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're going to have open phones for the balance of the broadcast after Kurt Nimmo leaves us. I'll keep him for one segment, maybe part of the next. Then we're going to get to Eric, David, Jack, George, Sam, Chad, Chris, many others that are patiently holding all across the country and the world. You know, just to flesh out and finish up my point, our children don't need a bunch of toys and a bunch of commercial garbage. I'm not saying you shouldn't get them. I'm not saying Christmas isn't fun. I'm saying the spirit of liberty and freedom is what is valuable, and out of that comes material possessions. Out of that comes success. You know, there are hundreds of countries in the world that have greater natural resources or as great per capita as the United States, but 90-plus percent of the public are abject slaves in places like Mexico or North Korea. Why is that? Because they never had liberty. They never had a system that didn't put up with corruption. They never had a system where they were allowed to live their lives. And what is happening to the United States, and the Western world for that matter, is that the people have become disengaged from society, so international corporations with their own armies, their own mercenaries, their own intelligence agencies, their huge lobbying arms, have come in and taken over the government and are lobbying for tyranny here in the United States. I mean, they're openly announcing all over the news now 20,000 combat troops. It was 3,000 a couple months ago to be on the streets of America. Robert Gates, Secretary of Defense, came out yesterday and said, we need more foreigners in the military. Then they spun the story in the Associated Press about, oh, well, this is being done so that we'll have more linguists and you know, more Arabic speakers and more Mandarin speakers. They've always done that. This is a cover story. If you Google foreign troops in America, hundreds of mainstream articles about, what, 20% of the army's illegal aliens they legalized. The biggest army recruiting centers in the world is in Mexico City and Manila, Philippines. No, combat foreign troops. So not only are we going to have troops on the streets of America for civil insurrection, for civil unrest, as the Army Times and the Army admits they're doing, total tyranny, 180 degrees from freedom, that abolishes the governors under martial law. It says that in there, what Gates put out in the Washington Post last week, what we've been telling you about for years. But it's going to be foreign troops making up large contingents of that, not some outside foreign military, but foreign troops in our military. And they're hiring felons. Google military hiring felons, and you'll see hundreds of mainstream articles. Police departments are hiring illegal aliens to be police. You can't make this stuff up. So you want to give your children something, give them liberty and freedom. Give them a future to not live in a controlled nightmare police state. Now, I want to go to Kurt Nemo here in a moment. For those that don't know, the RAND Corporation, it was reported, mainstream news 2 months ago, we wrote stories about it at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, said, we need a huge theater war, bigger than Iraq, bigger than Afghanistan, bigger than Serbia, to, quote, get the economy going. What they mean by that is to get the people to go along with what they're doing, to get us to stand down and rally around the flag as these international groups take us to war for empire. That's what empires do when they're in trouble. Napoleon or Hitler or the Soviets, they always start wars because that silences opposition at home. And they are openly proposing trying to start a war between Pakistan and India, two nuclear powers. And, you know, this happened a few weeks ago. We withheld judgment, looked at all the evidence, and now the Indian and Pakistani papers for the last week are reporting that members of the Army intelligence were caught leading and commanding other terror attacks in India and involved in this one. And the five anti-terror chiefs out of thousands of anti-terror forces that were in Mumbai, they were the only guys that got killed, chief among them, the head of Indian anti-terrorism, who had been in the papers 2 days before saying Western intelligence is controlling Muslim terrorists, that they're funding, this is not Pakistan, and this is a false flag government staged event. He was shot 3 times in the chest within minutes of the attack starting. So you got the army killing the separate people there who are within the Indian government who are exposing this. People always say, well, this stuff was government. We'd find out it'd come out. It is coming out. And folks, just go check out the story at Infowars.com. Kurt's got links to all the mainstream stories that back all this up. And 2 Mondays ago, about 8 days ago, it was in Reuters and Der Spiegel that the German intelligence was caught right when the Muslims that the West brought in to attack the Serbs, well, now they want NATO out there in Kosovo, southern Serbia. And the Serbs want them out. And it was unpopular for the Germans and NATO to still be there. So the German secret police were caught staging terror attacks, and separate NATO troops caught them, and they admitted to it. Just like SAS, Special Air Services assigned to MI6, were caught in 2005 in Iraq, in Basra, staging terror attacks, dressed up with fake beards on, attacking our troops. Now, that was confirmed. That was Times of London. See, people wonder why I talk about government-sponsored terror. Aren't I supposed to when it's confirmed? I mean, you know, admitted? Let's bring up Kurt Nemo for this segment and the next, and I promise nothing but your phone calls after that. So be patient because I want to talk to all of you from San Diego, Las Vegas, Germany, Texas. In fact, we'll go to Germany first when we do go to calls. Kurt Nemo is a writer for Infowars.com. He's written for major newspapers and produced for major TV programs across the country. I hired Kurt a couple years ago, doing a great job at Infowars.com. He runs Infowars.com for us, and he did a great report, kind of a roundup of this news. Arrest provides more evidence, India, Israel, and the United States behind Mumbai attacks. And then he goes through that, the AP reporting on it as well. Kurt, a basic boil down of the evidence.
Well, hey, Alex, what happened on Saturday is the Indian officials arrested a guy. His name is Mukhtar Ahmed, and he's accused of providing SIM cell phone cards to the terrorists, the LET terrorists. He was arrested, and the Associated Press covered this. It turns out he works for the police in Kashmir, and he's a counterinsurgency operative. And so it begs the question, you know, is the ISA responsible for this, or is Indian intelligence?
Well, I mean, the head of all Indian anti-terror forces, and this is in our stories, and mainstream Indian papers reporting, he was caught by the head of Indian intelligence running the staged attack on the train that killed 63 people. And so the head of the Indian anti-terror force had been reporting, hey, this is a false flag, and then he gets killed the day of the event.
Right.
Out of all of his forces, he's the one that gets killed, and his four deputies. They all die. None of the junior people die, and then the Indian police stand down and won't shoot at the people running around on LSD.
Right. That was the attack that was in Malgaon, I guess it was, in Western State in India. Yeah, it's no coincidence this guy, what's his name, Hemant
Karkai.
was killed when he entered the hotel. He was one of the first people to die in there. Yeah, obviously they're covering up the tracks, and they're trying to get rid of the people who know what's actually going on. This is a false flag terror attack. I mean, you take a look at it. I mean, in the Indian press admits that the Indians' version of the CIA basically has a relationship with the CIA and Mossad. That's common knowledge in India.
Well, what Pakistan is saying is, look, we want peace. We've been wanting to work with India and the very same Muslim terror groups that the U.S. founded in the 70s, and that's a fact, what is known as Al-Qaeda and its splinter groups. They've been staging attacks against the Pakistani government the last 6-8 months, blowing up buildings, blowing up hotels they're in, doing this. And Pakistani intelligence says, look, we've been a puppet of the West. We're trying to kick them out. Elements of our ISI, Pakistani intelligence, they are working for the West to do this as a pretext to get a war started between Pakistan and India. When we come back, Kurt, let's talk about more of the evidence of this being an inside job, not just the motive, but all the evidence coming in. And these guys all on cocaine, methamphetamine, and LSD. The supposed attackers, and then they catch only one guy, and he's the guy that we see the images of on the news. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Total false flag, but why are they doing it? What is a false flag? We'll talk to Kurt Nemo when we get back. He's over at Infowars.com. Check out his story.
Can't decide what to give your friends and family this Christmas? Why not give them the most unique gift available by helping them protect their credit card numbers and personal information from thieves? There are now millions of credit cards, debit cards, and passports in circulation that contain an RFID chip. These new cards and passports make transactions a breeze, but introduce a new threat to your personal information. These cards can be read while still in your wallet or purse. So, this Christmas, give your friends and family a pack of secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold. Our radio blocking secure sleeves block the signals needed to read the RFID chip inside their new credit cards and passports, keeping their personal data safe and secure. You can buy them on the web at www.idstronghold.com. That's www.idstronghold.com. Or call toll-free 800-610-2770. 800-610-2770. Order now and get them in time for Christmas. Go to idstronghold.com today.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelerex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelerex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelerex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelerex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelerex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's Kelerex.com today.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada, with a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein,
Our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference. At hempusa.org today.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is The Alex Jones Show.
World War I started through proxy states, so did World War II. The Rand Corporation, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others have said they want a war on the scale of World War III. And he wrote in the Grand Chessboard in 97 and in public white papers in the last year that they want to start the war in Pakistan and India. That's why the West has given nukes, thermal nuclear weapons to both sides with 3,000-kilometer range delivery systems. And right when they're about to sign a peace deal, here come the terrorists. The police stand down for 3 days and hundreds dead. And then the only people getting killed are the high-level police commanders who had publicly been in the newspaper saying the government is staging this. That is the only place that we saw this happening. Kind of like that. It was like Johnny Carson. Psh, psh. All right, you know, I'm not laughing about that. The point is that this is not Iran, this is not Iraq, this is not Afghanistan, this is not attacking Serbia. This is potentially starting World War III. China has sided with Pakistan. Russia doesn't know who to side with. They usually side with India. The United States has got intelligence operatives all over India. And right on time, Joe Biden says there'll be this big crisis. It's going to be in Pakistan. And voila, look what starts happening. Kurt Nimmo, other thoughts on this?
Well, Alex, I just wanted to say that what's really interesting is in this news article, it was all spelled out right there that this counterinsurgency group run out of the police department in Kashmir. This operative was caught red-handed, you know, facilitating a terror attack. And in the next paragraph, the Associated Press goes on to say that, well, you know, it was just India is having problems with its intelligence. It was an intelligence failure. It was a screw-up. You know, so in the very next paragraph, they made excuses for this obvious fact that Indian intelligence through their police department in Kashmir is running false flag terror attacks.
But then you have the train bombing with the Army Intelligence Anti-Terror Captain running the organization. You have the Southern Poverty Law Center caught in FBI memos, literally running the top people at Elohim City, the white supremacist compound, with the bombing of Oklahoma City. FBI documents have now come out. This is mainstream news. I had the lawyer who sued over this and got it all out, that the FBI was basically running the Oklahoma City bombing, and McVeigh thought that he was working for him, just like Lee Harvey Oswald. And remember, 1993, New York Times, CBS News reported, Ahmad Salam, the CIA and FBI, hire this Egyptian intelligence agent. They bring him over. First, they're going to build a dummy bomb, and it's real Muslim terrorist. But the point is, he's the leader of the group. He goes out and finds these idiots, creates the bomb with real explosives, gives them the detonator, and then he thinks that they're going to bust him. He goes to the FBI, and they say, no, we're letting the bombing go forward in 2 days. He flips out. This is all in the mainstream news. Goes and records more than 12 hours of the FBI, him saying, let's stop the bombing. We weren't supposed to let this really happen. This is a sting. And they said, no, we're letting it happen. We're letting it go forward. And then he knew they were setting him up, so he recorded them. And then they had to pay him $1.3 million to leave the country. And, of course, they bombed the World Trade Center. So we have these false flags where the government finds the crazies, brings them in, funds them, allows them to take action. You have real terrorist attacks that do happen occasionally. Then you have the totally staged events like 9/11, where we know the supposed hijackers were U.S. government agents training at U.S. military bases, and that's on record. But the media won't cover it after the fact. So, Kurt, it's just incredible.
Well, the media will report parts of it, but it takes people, you know, with a sense of dedication to put this stuff together. And, you know, put the puzzle pieces together and come up with the whole picture. You know, the media, most people read the newspapers and they read the headlines and they go on the Fox News, you know, sound bites, and they don't put the whole picture together.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is people always say, well, this stuff would come out. It would come out if the feds cooked the bomb and trained the driver and gave them the detonators in 93 for the World Trade Center. It would come out if German intelligence was staging terror attacks in Serbia.
It would come out.
It does. They caught the British in Basra dressed up like Arabs running around shooting people.
Right.
Well, Kurt, I mean, this is so bold. I mean, the larger issue is they're clearly going to stage some more events between Pakistan and India. India is now reporting they're considering massive attacks on Pakistan itself. I mean, we could be in World War III here.
Definitely. Well, precisely, as you said earlier, that's exactly what they want to do. They want to create a crisis in South Asia and in Central Asia, and they want to have World War III, and that's the only way they can bring their public control grid into being is to have demand that the people of the West buckle under, under the severe crisis of a third world war.
Well, this will make everybody rally around Obama, too. Hey, you know, we got an international crisis going. Never mind the fact that AP reports that 7 weeks after the banker takeover, known as the bailout, $8.4 trillion, and most of it's going offshore. None of it's going for the mortgages.
Yeah.
But that's okay. If you're patriotic, Kurt, you'll just give up all your liberties and freedoms and let offshore banks take all our money and that we have to pay back in taxes.
Well, that's precisely what this is a cover for all those operations that the bankers are doing.
Exactly. That's what Rand Corporation says. It is a political diversion. The big government-funded think tank, it's a private think tank that sets a lot of their policy with Zbigniew Brzezinski, and they're saying we need a giant war. And then, voila, right where they say they need it, what happens, Kurt?
Well, exactly. I mean, look what happened in 2003 when Bush invaded Iraq. You know, the people mostly and generally, you know, 90-some percent of them, you know, agreed with Bush, you know. I mean, even though at the time we knew that it was bogus, nonetheless. And this will be even – and since the magnitude of this attack or this coming Third World War, if we can call it that – it will be even worse than the Iraq invasion, and more demands will be placed on us to buckle under.
Well, there was only one difference between the neocon camp that took over the Republican Party, the former Trotskyites. I'm not just saying that. If you didn't know that neocons were Trotskyites, Google it. They say it themselves. And the old lines of Zbigniew Brzezinski, even James Baker, type arm. And that was, no, we want the invasions and the wars to be a little more east in Central Asia.
Right.
And so the policy is now shifting away from Iran, though Israel's been talking about going it alone and attacking
Iran. The basic premise is the same, and that's, you know, what Brzezinski said. He said they want to break these places up, balkanize them, so that, I think his quote was, so that the vassals don't, you know, get uppity and try to, organize and do anything, you know. So basically that's what they're doing. They're just trying to balkanize and break up and create strife, you know, order through chaos. And they're in the old British maxim of conquer and divide. It's basically the same thing in a new guise.
Absolutely. Maybe, you know, we know so much, we forget folks don't. Maybe we should do an article sometime this week tying it back to that Rand Corporation document and the Rand Corporation report about needing World War III. and spell this out for people, because this is Obama's international crisis. This is the beginning of it. And you've got all these Kool-Aid drinking Democrats that think Valhalla has arrived, no more wars. Meanwhile, he's saying, no, 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 austerity, cutting your paycheck, depression, wars. You're not going to like what I do. By the way, we're going to ban your fireplaces and your space heaters.
The neocons basically said the same thing. We need a war to rally the people and to keep them in place. And that's, you know, the Rand Report's basically the same. But like you said, they're shifting it a little bit to the east as opposed to the Middle East. It's going to be in Asia.
Kurt Nemo, I appreciate you calling. Good to hear from you. And thanks for coming on the show. We'll watch Infowars.com for your reports.
Okay, Alex. Bye.
I'm going to jam in a call here from Germany because he's been holding the longest. We're going to come back and in rapid succession go to all of your calls in the next hour, so stay with us. Sam in Germany, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just want to call up and ask maybe basically I wanted some tips on staying motivated because I get pretty depressed about this whole thing. And also I'd like you to explain how gun confiscation would fail in America.
Well, first off, we don't have a choice. I mean, things are bleak, things are bad, but there's also a lot of good things in the world. The people are waking up to tyranny all over the world. Government-sponsored terror, banker looting, all of this is being exposed, and so they're going to have a tough time getting away with all of this. But you know, the reason you should be positive is you've only got one life to live. You're a good person, so we need you to be positive to fight the bad people in the world, and being negative is only going to make things worse.
True. Right. Well, that's good to hear. I don't know. I think I'm actually going to come back to the U.S. for a little while, kind of see some action on the ground. You know.
Hey, I saw it in Der Spiegel and Reuters. Did you see it living in Germany last week when the Germans got caught staging terror attacks?
Yeah. And Der Spiegel. Yeah, it's funny. It's a worldwide deal. You know, it's just part of the new world order.
I mean, what did the Germans say when it was just in the newspaper that the government is staging terror attacks against itself? You know, one group of police. Of NATO police caught German intelligence attacking their own buildings. So what's going to happen?
Well, I think it really depends which part of Germany you're in, but I think people here, it doesn't shock them, but they kind of understand that you have corrupt governments because they got, you know, so screwed during World War II, you might say. You know, it was so bad here. So it's not that shocking to them, but I think people are just kind of in a daze here, too.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey,